school. And this was a very naughty school. The kids in this school were very, very naughty kids. But they were also Arab children, so a lot of them were Muslims. So my job was to teach the children in the school about the six major world religions: Buddhism, Hinduism, Sikhism, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Now, I knew about Christianity, and I knew enough about Judaism, but the other four I knew nothing about. So to teach Islam to these Muslim kids, and I was teaching them for public exams, I had to get the books out each night and read about Islam to teach them. And the more and more time went on, the more I read, the more I liked what I read. I liked what I was reading, until it came maybe 3-4 months into this journey. And I found myself, I was mentioning the name of Prophet Muhammad, upon him be peace, and tears would come in my eyes when I was teaching the kids, or a lump would come in my throat, which I quickly had to disguise, because these were rough kids, you know, you couldn't let anything away with them. Ramadan came, and they approached me and they said, "Sir, we've got nowhere to pray in Ramadan, and your classroom is the only room in the school with a carpet." Coincidence, eh? My room was the only room in the school with a carpet and a wash basin. They needed a wash basin to perform the ablution before prayer. So they said, "Can we use your classroom to pray?" So again, this was part of the journey. The long and the short is that during Ramadan they prayed, and I sat at the back and marked my books and prepared my lessons. But basically, after a few days, began to watch them pray, and I'd look up and say, "Oh, they're doing this now." And now they're doing this. And I became fascinated, and I went to the internet, and without telling them, I learnt off by heart the Arabic words they were saying. So at the end of Ramadan, I knew how to pray. These kids had taught me how to pray. And as well, at the beginning of Ramadan, when they'd said, "Can we pray in your room?" I said yes. But also I said, "In solidarity with you, I'm not a Muslim, but I'll fast with you during the month of Ramadan." So at the end of that Ramadan, I'd learned how to pray, and I'd fasted, not for Allah's sake, but I'd fasted to encourage the children's faith. So more and more months went by, and by this time I knew what Muslims were like. I knew they were good people. I felt comfortable with Muslims. So I began to go to London Central Mosque to learn more about Islam for myself, not to teach, but for my own heart and my own mind. And the final one of the talks there was given by Yusuf Islam, Cat Stevens, the famous singer. And at the end of his talk, I went up to him and said, "Brother, what do you do to become Muslim?" And he said, "Well," I said, "I don't want to be Muslim, but if someone wanted to be Muslim, what would you do?" He said, "Well, first of all, Muslims believe in one God." I said, "Well, I've always believed in one God." He said, "And Muslims pray 5 times a day. I said, "Well, actually, I know how to pray in Arabic." And he gave me a very puzzled look. And he said, "And Muslims fast during Ramadan." I said, "Well, actually, I've fasted in Ramadan for the whole month." And he looked me directly in the eyes. And he said to me, "Brother, you are Muslim already. Who are you trying to fool?" And with those words, "Brother, you are Muslim already, who are you trying to fool?" the call to prayer sounded in the mosque. Allahu Akbar for Salat al-Maghrib. And everyone got up to go and pray in the prayer hall above. And I was like a drunken man, because I could hear in my mind, "Brother, who are you trying to fool? You're Muslim already." And then outside I could hear Allahu Akbar. And we went up to the prayer hall. And the brothers prayed in the hall, and the sisters up above in the balcony. And I sat at the back against the wall when Salat al-Maghrib began. And it was as if angels beyond number came into the mosque. It was just the most beautiful thing when the Quran began to be recited. And I began to cry, and I cried, and I cried, and I cried like a baby. And I knew in my heart that the whole journey of my life had led me to that moment. And when the prayer was finished, I went to Yusuf Islam. And I said, "Brother, I want to become Muslim. Tell me what to do." He said, "Say these words after me. Say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. I bear witness that there's no created being worthy of worship but Allah." and I bear witness that Muhammad, peace be upon him, is his messenger. And then, of course, all the brothers greeted me, and it felt wonderful.